10 The Film Room, Stories, Obsessions, and Cinema. From that time, from those people, from Luchino Visconti, there are countless stories. It is said that every drawer, every wardrobe in the vast palace of Il Gattopardo was filled as if someone truly lived there. Nothing was left empty. Nothing was merely decorative. Visconti's love for cinema and theatre was absolute. I could make a film in front of a wall, he once said. He who had begun as an assistant director to Jean Renoir and who had known Coco Chanel, sharing with her, if only for a moment, a brief and intense bond. When asked which of his films he loved most, he replied, Rocco and His Brothers, it is a film I love deeply, one I still carry in my heart after so many years, because it is set in Milan, because it tells the tragedy of the South, of internal migration. A film that was controversial for its time, yet disarmingly honest, so much so that it would become one of the most beloved works of Martin Scorsese. Visconti was a magnetic figure, imperfect and radical. When he was once asked when he believed he had left childhood behind, he answered, The day I realized I had caused pain to another person. I do not remember how old I was.